Hi, my name is Arlene Hebert, and this is my first podcast, and I'm using the Olympus WS200S, and we're going to review the Prodigy Talking Glucometer. The Prodigy is quite small. It's 3.5 inches high by 2 1/8 inches wide and 5/8 inches deep, and it has an external speaker, so you don't need any headsets or any speakers to go with it, which is great. And it doesn't require a hanging drop of blood. It only takes 6 seconds to do a blood sugar test. And I've taken mine to the lab, and I've only been like 20 points off. So here we go. First of all, it comes with a zipper pouch that will Velcro onto your purse or onto a belt, which is great. It's so small, it's portable. You can carry it with you. I'm going to describe the case to you for the glucometer, the Prodigy glucometer. It, on the back, there is a Velcro to attach to your belt. On the front of it, there is another pocket to hold, it will hold cotton swabs or an extra pinlet. It's real deep. It will hold a good sized pinlet. I do keep a few extra lancets in it, and I also keep some rubber bands because I have to put a rubber band around my finger because I don't bleed very well. On the inside of the case, when you open it up, you'll find a pocket with the Prodigy inside, or you'll find a pocket for the Prodigy. And another pocket for extra lancets, a band to hold the pinlet, and a band to hold the bottle of strips. The glucometer will hold 450 test readings. The range is 20 mdl to 600 mdl. That's the range, and there is a port on the side of the meter to be able to download readings, and at this time it's not possible for someone totally blind to download those readings because the screen readers, I use JAWS, and JAWS does not see the buttons. So, but we do have someone working on that, writing scripts for it, and the programmers are rewriting the program so it will work for us to be able to print out our readings for our doctors, which would be great. But what I do is I just take mine in, and my doctor looks at it, and it's fine. Because it is so portable, that's not a problem. And I'm going to demonstrate, and I hope that we don't get too high of a blood sugar because I've eaten breakfast already. You do receive a pinlet, the lancets, and the test strips. The test strips, you do not have to look for a curve in the strip. You just touch the end of the strip. So we're going to demonstrate now. Each bottle of test strips holds 50 test strips, and the test strips are quite reasonable in price. They're around $50. I can't remember if it's $53 or $58 for 100, which that's the cheapest that I found as far as test strips go for any glucometers, and I have used several of them. The meter's coming on now. Wait just a minute and it will start.
Thank you for using this product. Please relax during measurement. The room temperature is 74 degrees Fahrenheit. The code number is 6. Please apply. my blood into the strip.
Okay. You get a little tiny beep, and we'll be doing that now. We'll apply blood now. And we got a good finger stick. Just 1 second here. Yeah, we got high blood sugar. Okay, and then when I pull the strip out, it will play the little music again to let you know that the meter is turning off. Okay, on the side of the meter, there is a little button that you press, and that button is to set the code for each for the bottle of test strips. On the back of the meter, there is a battery cover, and inside the battery cover, there is a button to set all of the other functions, such as the time and date. And I will tell you, that does not, it's not easily set by someone that is totally blind. The screen is quite clear and bright. It's 5/8 inches tall. So, the screen is easily to see by someone that is visually impaired. But when you do set the code on the meter, it does speak the number, so the code is easily set. We can easily set the code part of it. It does not give the number of the test a second time, so if you don't hear it the first time, you will have to retest or have somebody read it to you. The one thing about this meter is it does average in 30, 60, and 90 days, I think. I have taken it to the lab with me. I've also taken it to my doctor's office. It's the best meter I have ever found. And if you would like more information on the Prodigy meter, the number to call is 800-699-7757. 800-699-7757. And the person you'll be speaking to will be Fred Keener. If you have any questions or comments about this podcast, you can email me at mamabear, M-A-M-A-B-E-A-R, at cooking-friends.com. Thanks, and I hope you enjoy this podcast.